For Local Real Estate Today, a weekly look at what you should know about the county's real estate market. Here's Mary Gilbert, team owner of the Mary Gilbert Group at Keller Williams, Southern Oregon, with Local Real Estate Today on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Well, good morning all around Southern Oregon. Local Real Estate Today, Kyle Bailey with Mary Gilbert back in Eugene, where you just marathoned last weekend. I know you were up there at a special event this morning. Mary, tell us briefly a little bit about what's going on.
Yeah, so today I'm at an amazing group of people here. We're at the Oregon Realtor Leadership Academy in Eugene, Oregon. This is our second session of three. So glad to be here with amazing realtors from around the state of Oregon.
All right. Well, I understand that you've got a story from the Eugene Marathon.
Oh, yes, Kyle. This is a good one. So I'm standing at the start line. Just people watching, taking it all in. When I casually glance over my left shoulder, and who do I see? You, in the middle of 11,000 marathoners.
Now, see, I thought you actually had been looking for me. I was kind of stressed because I got there later than I wanted to be, and we were within a couple minutes of starting. But yeah, with that big a crowd, that is, what are the odds?
Right. Such a cool moment. It helped both of us shake off those nerves and gave me a good laugh before the long run ahead.
Yeah, definitely a moment to remember. We both crossed the finish line, though you were much faster than me. But let's help folks get started on their own journey, which is buying a home.
Exactly. So today we're highlighting 10 important questions every buyer should ask when choosing their real estate agent. These come straight from the National Association of Realtors and their gold.
All right, let's start with number one. Are you a realtor? That might sound like a simple title, but I imagine it means a lot.
Yeah, it really does, Kyle. So a realtor is committed to a strict code of ethics and always puts the client first.
And it sounds like a higher level of professionalism and accountability.
Yeah, exactly.
So talk about, for the next question, what services do you provide? And I imagine that can really vary between agents.
Right, totally. Some agents offer full service support from start to finish. Home searches, showings, negotiations, transaction management. You want to know exactly what you're getting.
Now, here's another big one. How well do you know the area where I'm buying?
Yes, so local knowledge is key. Every market is different, and a local expert can tell you things like neighborhood trends, school zones, traffic patterns, stuff that doesn't show up in online listings.
Yeah, that's very important. Now, number four, do you have experience with buyers like me? I mean, whether you're a first-timer, maybe you're relocating, maybe you're using VA financing, experience has got to matter.
It sure does. Some agents even pursue special designation like accredited buyer's representative. It's commonly known as the ABR. And this is going to help serve specific buyer types.
Now, here's a great one. How do you scout properties? I mean, some agents only rely on alerts. Others know about off-market homes or have early access to listings.
Yes, you're going to want someone with a strong game plan and a tech-savvy approach that matches how you like to search.
Let's talk about the buyer agreement. What's in it? How long do we work together?
So that agreement outlines what your agent will do for you, how long you're working together, and how compensation works. It's fully negotiable, and you should always feel comfortable with the terms.
And speaking of that, what are my options for paying you?
So agent compensation can be a flat fee, a percentage, or sometimes even paid for through seller concessions. So it's all about transparency and discussing it up front.
All right, almost through the list. Number nine, can you recommend service providers?
Definitely. So a well-connected agent can introduce you to trusted mortgage lenders, home inspectors, contractors, all of which makes the process easier and more efficient.
And last but not least, do you have references that I can call? I mean, a great way to learn more about what it's like to work with them.
Yeah, absolutely. Good agents are proud to connect you with past clients, and share their success stories.
And a great list there. I mean, asking smart questions helps buyers choose a professional who can be an advocate for them from day one.
Yeah, thanks, Kyle. You know, and if we can find each other in a crowd of 11,000 runners, you as the home buyer can absolutely find the right agent with the right questions.
All right, good information. Let's take a look at the latest numbers in the local real estate market.
Yeah, so here's your market snapshot for April 25th through May 1st and how things compared to the previous week. So coming soon, listings jumped to 9. That's up from just 3 the week before. That's a sign sellers are getting ready to enter the market. New listings held fairly steady with 47 this past week compared to 48 the week prior. Back on the market, properties picked up slightly to 18 from 17. Price changes surged to 64, up from 39, a potential opportunity for buyers looking for value. Pending sales also rose with 39 homes going under contract compared to 32 the previous week. And here's a big shift. 47 homes sold, up from 25. That's nearly double.
Wow, that's a strong week for closings. What's your take on that?
So, yes, it looks like we're seeing some spring momentum, more activity, more price adjustments, and a healthy pace of homes moving under contract. So whether you're buying or selling, now is a great time to connect with a local expert who knows how to navigate these changes.
So before we wrap up things today, Mary, I know your team's been really busy this week. Any new listings to spotlight?
Yeah, so we do have quite a few new listings from our team and from other agents in the county. 105 Littlebrook Lane in Roseburg. This is located in the gated 55-plus community of Littlebrook. Upscale, few-quad, triple-wide, features high ceiling, screened-in back deck. It's by the community waterfall, a rare oversized fenced backyard in this community, listed at $165,000. So move-in ready includes all the appliances.
Wow. Now, what about in Sutherland? A lot of people ask about Sutherland.
Yeah, 521 Wildcat Canyon Road in Sutherland. This is another home in a gated community. It's along the golf course in Sutherland. Three-bedroom, two-bath home, features granite countertops, vaulted ceilings, and a beautifully landscaped yard. It's listed at $370,000. So this one's ideal for your easy, stylish, low-maintenance living.
Now, back in Roseburg, another gated neighborhood. Talk about that.
Yes, 371 Northwest Rachel Lynn Way. This is located in the Point. It's also another 55-plus gated neighborhood. It's three bedrooms, three baths, expansive views from the decks. Lower level is perfect for guests or having your family over, priced at $420,000.
And I see you've got one on Quince Tree Court in Roseburg.
Yeah, Quince Street Court, this is in the Green District, so you're going to have city services in this neighborhood with low county taxes. This is a spacious four-bedroom, three-bath home, nearly 2,700 square feet, beautifully manicured yard. You got room for extra small RV or boat parking, and it's got a covered patio for entertaining. Bonus, the seller's including a 13-month home warranty, and this is offered at $450,000.
What if somebody wanted a few acres out in the country?
Yeah, so 462 Tanglewood Lane in Roseburg. This is a country serenity just minutes from town. Three-bedroom, two-bath home on 4 acres. Includes a massive shop, greenhouse, and new updates throughout. So offered at $675,000.
Wow, quite a list. And I think you mentioned coming soon, too.
Yeah, so keep your eyes out for 200 Madera Lane in the Melrose area, stunning three-bedroom, two-bath. On 1.35 gated acres, we've got mountain and valley views, dream granite kitchen. This is offered by Jennifer Kramer at RE/MAX, and it's listed at $799,000.
Wow, a lot of variety. I mean, whether somebody's downsizing, maybe they're upgrading, maybe they just want a lot more space.
Absolutely. So before we wrap up, here's a few open houses happening today that our listeners might want to check out in person. So 142 Quince Street, we mentioned that as a new listing. It's open today from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. We've got 143 Brady Lane open today from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. That's going to be hosted by Jeannie Hackey. So, and as we like to say, don't be wacky, buy with Hackey. And 1929 Northwest Linwood in Hughcrest. This is a nice two-story home with lots of parking. Offered at $440,000, open today from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m.
And there we are running out of time. If people want to get connected with your folks, how do they do that?
Yeah, so if any of these homes caught your attention, you can visit marygilbert.com for all the photos, virtual tours, and open house information, or you can stop by our office at 2658 Northeast Stevens.